Started the throwaway in northwest London. Also, Fulham at Pesach, 5th day of the Omer, Sunday, Kaf Nissan, 28th of April, Marina Rav, Shlomo Freshwater, Shlita, asking a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do a Malacha for you on 2nd day, Yom Tov. This week's Torah was a Ponsa Le Nishmat. Reb Shimon Michal Ben, Reb Shimon Michal Tzvi Ben Avram Itzkovitz Chon Lebrochol, the 10th Yatzad of Reb Shimon Itzkovitz Chon Lebrochol, the Yatzad is on Kaf Hei Nissan. לזכוס השבוע מהחולים המלחמה שיחסו לבותיהם לשלום במהירות.
I'd like to discuss a shalom which is quite shchiach. Somebody from Chutz Loretz who lives, who keeps 2 days Yom Tov, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael there's 1 day Yom Tov. Is the Ben Chutz Loretz permitted to ask the Ben Eretz Yisrael to do a melacha for him, for the Ben Eretz Yisrael? It's choyl, chalamayid, whatever it is. Ben Eretz Yisrael, for Ben Chutz Loretz, it's Yom Tov. Till what time is it, Shia?
10:40.
Is he permitted to ask him to do a melacha? And then, in discussion, we'll see, is there a difference between what he tells the Ben Eretz Yisrael to do it on Yom Tov, or he tells him before Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov, he says to him, would you do a melacha for me on Yom Tov? So, Birkat Din, this shala, is the shala tshuva in Shulchan Aruch, brings down in Siman Tov Tzadik Vov, Sif Kutin Beis, he brings down Machlaikas Achroinim on this Indian. In Igros Moshe, there's a tshuva also on this Indian, and he holds that it's Asa. Now perhaps we'll discuss it together and see what the Makairas are for the Shaila. In Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, in Simreish Samach Gimel, Sif Yid Zayin, he talks about, again, a shadow that's in our countries when we have in summer long, very long Fridays, a shadow hashchiach. What happens if a Yid was Makabel Shabbos early? Is the Shulchan Aruch says he's allowed to tell another Yid to do a melucha for him on Tosfos Shabbos. The other Yid wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. Reuven was Mekabel Shabbos. Shimon wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. So Reuven can tell Shimon on Shabbos, on his Shabbos, in Tosfos Shabbos, he can tell Shimon to do a melucha. And this halucha Shulchan Aruch is based on a Rashba and Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, Omad Aleph. And the Bais Yosef brings down the Rashba and the Ran, and Bemis, that would take us into a very, chushev a sugya, but the sugya and Shabbos on which the Rashba goes. But the Rala will just go with the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter for one Yid to tell another Yid in Tosfos Shabbos to do a melucha. In Darkei Moshe, in the Remu, he asks a question. He says that if somebody, there's a shaila with Yom Kippur, you should have another day al Tzveika D'Yoyma. Our minig is, and most people do not have 2 days, don't keep 2 days Yom Kippur. But there is a mukim and alucha lahachma. So if you have somebody who's machma, and he keeps 2 days Yom Kippur, so shteit in Shulchan Aruch that he's not allowed to tell somebody else who's only keeping 1 day Yom Kippur to do a melucha. And the Remu asks in Darkei Moshe, what is the difference? Erev Shabbos, I am allowed to tell him, and Yom Kippur, I'm not allowed to tell him. If he's machma to take in another day. So the Darkei Moshe says that the chilik is poshut. He says, when I was Makabel Tosfos Shabbos, There's no reason in the world that Shimon has to be Mekabel Shabbos just because Reuven is Mekabel Shabbos. So Reuven accepts and acknowledges and understands that by Shimon it's not Shabbos. But if Reuven is Machman, he keeps 2 days Yom Kippur, Lefisha Tosai, Shimon should also be keeping 2 days Yom Kippur. So he can't tell Shimon to do a melacha for him. Let's now go to our Shaila. The Bene Chutzoretz, he knows that for him it's Yom Tov, but he also equally knows that for the Bene Etz Yisrael it's Chayil, and the Bene Etz Yisrael is permitted to do a melacha. So L'chayra, this is daima not to the case of Yom Kippur, but it's daima to the case of 2 days of Erev Shabbos, Taisa Shabbos. In Memela Oibazoi, L'chayra, what Gedav Tzazam Mitta, for the Ben Chutzra to tell the Ben Etz Yisrael to do for him a melucha. And the Achrayim bring down this svura in Shmira Shabbos Kechusa. He brings down this svura b'shem Hagun Shoyim Zalman Oyebach, and the Daivim Meshurim, the Chibin Ruv, who actually holds its osa, but that he does bring down this sad. It's daima to Shabbos and not to Yom Kippur. Memeil, it should be mutter. But I'd like to, we can't discuss, maybe there should be a different sibba why this should be osa. And I'd like to just ibitzon bekitza a gemara in Bava Metzia daf yudom at beis. The other gemara says, as a man domo holds, a chutzah is kaina. So the chutzah is kaina. Mishim shlichus, just like I can make a shliach, my chutzah can be a shliach. Frag the Gemara that there's a brisa that if a geneva falls into your chutzah, so the a ganav has kinyon a geneva, if a geneva comes into your chutzah and he closes the door, whatever, but it's in his chutzah. So he's kind of a kinyone genevi, becomes a ganef. It's as if he had taken it out of Yenim's reshus because it's now entered his reshus. And the chutzah, and the Gemara says that works mitzad kinyan chutzah. Frag the Gemara, how can you say that? We have a klal, and shliach l'dvar aveiras. If chutzah is mishim shlichus, it's so ein shliach l'dvar aveiras. How can your chutzah be kind of genevi? How's that frag the Gemara? And the Gemara says two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara says that we only say ein shliach v'dvar avera if the shliach is a bach yuva. That means you go to somebody else and you tell him, do this and this avera for me. And that person, that shliach, who you're being maman as a shliach, he's a bach yuva. He's not allowed to do the avera. So then we say ein shliach l'dvar avera. However, chutzah ein ish kabach yuva. So if we bald as ish kabach yuva, we'll say ein shliach. So there we say yes shliach l'dvar avera. And that's one teretz of the Gemara. And the other teretz of the Gemara is that the whole concept of ein shliach l'dvar avera is only when you're talking to somebody who's got a bchira, iboy of it, iboy eloy of it. You can make a decision. But the chutzah, you put something into it and say, be kinder, he's got no choice in the matter. He's a shliach who can't say no to the shlichus. He can't shackle himself up from the shlichus. Because, so memela, in that case, you say, yes, shliach l'dvar. So we have two mahalchim in the Gemur and B'metzia, in the Indian of shliach l'dvar aveira. When do you say, yes, shliach l'dvar aveira? The first day that we said, is it's truly bachiyuva or not bachiyuva? If he's not a bachiyuva, so then yeshliach l'dvar avera. And the second shit is iboy over dilai boy over. So the Gemara, what's an afke mina between the two days? So the Gemara, yeah, v'ivadzan that a kohen will tell a yisrael, go and be mekadosh for me a grusha. And what happens here? The Yisrael has no issa. Inishka bachiyuva, he's allowed to marry a Gerusha. So according to the first dayah, the shlichas will be chal as a shliach. But if you go with a shitta, you buy ovid, you buy a lay ovid. He could say no. So then you would say ein shliach nedvar ovid. Another nafkamina the Gemara brings. If somebody will tell a lady to make, and kind of the Gemara's mashal is in a cotton, that somebody will tell a lady, I'm making you a shliach to take off the payas of a cotton. The lady is nicht Muslim payas. It's only a man who's Muslim payas. So if you learn al tvach yuva, yes shliach ledvar aveir, and the Gemara says that the one who sent him along to make the mishalech will get malchus. Because yes shliach ledvar aveir, it's as if he would have done it himself. And if you already buy over it, you buy a lie of it. Now let's come back and see Akasha, which states in Shalos Tshuvos Pnei Yeshua. That's not from the Pnei Yeshua Alashas, that's from the Megina Shloima. Shalos Tshuvos Pnei Yeshua. And he asks on this Mechaber. He says, what's the Pshat in the Mechaber? The Mechaber says that you could, one Yid could tell another Yid in Tosefes Shabbos. He can tell him to do a melucha, it's tuli in this gemura, because a boy of it, a boy lay of it, the yid could say no. So ein shliach ledvar aveira. But if you're looking at bachayuva, he's not a bachayuva now to keep Shabbos. It's Taisa Shabbos of Reuven, not Taisa Shabbos of Shimon. So Mameli is not a bachayuva. He's oibazoi. He's yes shliach ledvar aveira. So the Pnei Yeshua, but Ois Kimen, the Jewish Pnei Yeshua, but Ois Kimen, that this man who's the Shimon who's doing the Melucha in Tosefes Shabbos, it's not Shabbos for him, but he's a Shliach of Reuven, and since he's not a Bachayuva, yeah, Shliach Nidvar Avera, and Reuven is Chayiv. If Shimon does a Melucha, it's as if Reuven would have done a Melucha on Shabbos. So the Jewish Pnei Yeshua says, it would seem to him that this mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, which is based on a Rashba, and he says other Rishonim argue, is tuli in the two pshutim of the Gemara, the two terutzim of the Gemara. Now, that's very difficult because the Ramu, in two places, paskens that in Chayshim Mishvot, in two places, he paskens that if you're not a bachayuva, yes shliach ledvar aveira. According to the way the Jewish Pnei Yeshua learns, the Ramu, according to the Ramu, it's not muta. You can't tell another Yid to do a melucha to Sefer Shabbos. So the Ramu should have, in Reish Samach Gimel and Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, when the Mechaber gives you, says that it's muta to tell somebody else to do a melucha Shabbos, in Tosefes Shabbos, if the second person wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, the Ramu should have stopped and said, no, it won't work. Shlich levar aveira. And the Ramu is silent. And we have a klal. Whenever the Ramu is not magia on the Mechaba, it means he agrees with the Mechaba. He's masking. So I saw in this kasha, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, was mechaben also to this kasha. He also asked it in Reish Samach Gimel. He asked this as a kasha on the mechaber. So I saw in the Masham, the Bajan Reuven Sefer Das Teure, he brings down this kasha. And he says, Mekenes Ve'enfron Mitach Sam Sefer. In Shuvah Sam Sefer, in Achayim, Simen Pei Dalet. The Chassam Sofer says that you can't be Mechal, even if you were to say, yes, Shliach Ledvar Aveira, you can't be Mechal on Shabbos Al Yedei Shliach. Because he says, the Chi of Shabbos is that you should be Noch. Vayu Noch Vayoy Mashvi, Zibdeim Adai B'Shtig Amach Shabbos, there's a din that you have to be Noch. Your body has to rest, no meluchas. So I bazoi, zok the masham. So let's go finish the chassam. Zok sam seifer. Let's say yeshliach ledvar aveira. Oh, shama helten yeshliach ledvar aveira. So he said, but not Shabbos, because Shabbos you told the shliach to do the melucha. Your metzias is that your guf is nach. So memele v'bal your guf is nach. You want over Shabbos. The masham. So I bazoi. Kemal Fanfun, the Kasha, the Pnei Yeshua. because the Pnei Yeshua afraid, you know, the Mechaber's matter, Yaz Maskim says Mitter, but we've got a different problem. We've got a problem of Yashlich Levar Aveira, because it's a day in the Bachiyuv Yashlich Levar Aveira. So the Masham, yeah, but the Chassam Sofer says there's no shlichus by Shabbos. It's not a problem. Mefemfer does of Nochasach under the kashas. The Chassam Sofer is used. There's a kashav in the Muki Yosef. If you hold, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. What Eish is considered? As a man dom in the Gemara holds Eish mishum chitzav, that when you light a fire, it's as if your arrow is burning. It's as if you're there pushing it. Frek de Muki Yosef, how can you light candles out of Shabbos? Eish mishum chitzav. So it's as if you're burning. You're lighting the continuation of the fire is your ma'isa. Avad Adar Sam Sofer is push it. I'm noch. I did it all out of Shabbos. Shabbos bin ich noch. So Oymer vet Unem, so the Das Torah for emphasis with this Akasha of the Pnei Yeshua that by Shabbos there's no problem of Shlichus. So Oymer Zoy, if we go with this Mahalach, the Chayra is what Gedavta Zamita for the Ben Chutzla to tell the Ben Eretz Yisrael to do a Melucha on Yontif. Because is basically it's muta. What am I going to say? Shlichus. There's no such thing as shlichus and chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is only gufa shalatza. Now, chomer shtikl tana that maybe mekem mechalek zan. Do achroinim and tshuva shem shimon. Enoch achroinim sefer shiyamoin. And goes to Talmid Chachamim, and they want to say, they bring down this Sam Sofer, and they want to make a chilik between Shabbos and Yom Tov. And they say like this: Shabbos is Vayunach B'Yom Hashvi, so the Eibishter can give Madin Menuchas Haguf. How are you Menuch your Guf? Lamates Menuchas. 39 things that you're not allowed to do, with hundreds of toldos. And that is Menucha Shabbos. But Yom Tov, there's no din of Menucha. Yom Tov is a nice answer. Then we're celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim and whatever it is. Huraya, the Yom Tov is mitzvah. Many of the Meluchas that are mitzvah on Shabbos are mitzvah on Yom Tov. So when I learn that Enochanama Shabbos is a din for Menucha Sagif, but Yom Tov, that's a gzeira sakus if you can't do Meluchas on Yom Tov. Oy bazoi, the chayra. Although we can use the bejanaruv steretz, the das toydus steretz, to fa'em for the mechaber by Shabbos, and we can say, oh, there's no problem. Hagamdas yashlich ledvar veir. Oh, there's no problem of shlichus because his guf is noch. But in our shaila, the shaila of 2 days yontif, dotin ishdukadim for noch. So it will come out. There's a chumra yontif that we don't have in Shabbos because in yontif there is no, there will be a problem of shlichus because in yontif it's exactly a kus of nishtatin kamaluchus. Sotishmit noch. But although I zog yesh mokim lechalik lehalucha, I don't think that's possible because otherwise. The Mechaber Shechanoch, when he says that Erev Shabbos, you can tell somebody else to do a melucha for you, if it's not by him Shabbos and by you it's Shabbos, the Mechaber should have been added, Avaloi B'yontif. The Mechaber, by being Soysim Devurov and saying you can do it on Shabbos, everybody learning that Mechaber, who didn't come to start your day the Torah way, everyone learning that Mechaber will assume the Yontif is also. I mean, Mechaber says it B'stumma. So is there a shver tzizugin that what we're saying is Hashem Chap and Hashem Shimon? But the lalucha to say there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif, and the poskim don't bring it down, would be shver. So I was a lechayra. Lechayra, but gedaf tzaz amitzah. Yeah, so it's dafke meleches avoidu, or by andere meluches megichtien, so the Ramban, meleches achel nefesh, v'kedoyim. So you see from there that it's not the same dagger of the same gate of Issa. Oh, but the mass is. I'm sorry? Ich weiß nicht, oder darf man sagen, wie der Dovid sagt, der Maße Yontif ist also da drin noch. And the Chassam Sofer is going on both. Or, darf man wissen, how the Chassam Sofer, so maybe the Chassam Sofer holds Yontif and Ish, but then we have a Kasha. What happens with this Mechaba? Then we come back to the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. But it's the Nocha Zachoichet. The day you saw that the Chassam Sofer says that there's no Shlicha Shabbos, is nicht as a Pushet. Well, in the Sivus, it's Simon Shein Memches Siv Kuten Dalet. The Nesivus has a shitta. We won't go into detail, but the Nesivus shitta is that by Yesh, wherever you say Yesh Shliach LeDvar Aveira, is a guy, is it can also be a Shliach Minat Torah. A guy normally can't be a Shliach and Shliches La'akim, but where a guy can, where there is a shliach levar avera, where there is such a metzias, is a guy can zan a shliach v'natoyer. And see if it's learned, it's a different parsha, where from that parsha, a guy is not dismayed. And I've come to the sivas. Faith in the sivas. So I bazai, faith in the sivas, is a mida la'akim, a Shabbos, telling a guy to do a melucha, should be usa v'natoyer. Because you're telling him to do an Aveira, and where you're telling him to do an Aveira is do Shlichas, a filler by a guy, is Memelo Bazoi, is what Gedav Tzazan Adin fin Amir Al-Akim in Atayra. Now, here again, you see the Nesivus Halter Shulach Sam Seifer, because he's going with the Yisod that there is Shlichas. And Be'emes Rashi Masech the Shabbos, Shlichas by Shabbos. The Shlichus Bashabbos is a problem. And Rashi Masechta Shabbos, of Kufna Nalav, Rashi says that why is Amir Al-Akim Usa? Because the guy is doing the Melucha B'Shlichisach. The Pasha Semenon said the Rabbunon. Amir Al-Akim is a Rabbunon. So Rabbunon said he's your Shliach. But you see from there that Shlichus and Shabbos is a problem. The Rashi, the Shverikat of the. And Emes, the Chassam Sofer says, V'shiv b'tzusi duvazeh b'veis meyer. He brings the found his yisod in Beis Meir. And the Beis Meir does taka say this yisod, but then he goes on and he says, V'tzuruchi in for Rashi and Shabbos, where Rashi and Shabbos says, Asadu shlichas by Amir al-Akim is usa, because yesh shlichas l'chumra, min rabunon yesh shlichas chazal asadit. But you see there's a concept of shlichas by Chil Shabbos. Aber kapun und fragt jetzt in der Sivus, le fische tu soi, fragt in der Sivus, wat geht auf zu sein, amir al-Akim usse min a-teure, because he holds, yes, schliches la-Akim, le dvar a-weile min a-teure.
Aber warum soll sein als Tiere, yes, schliach mit noch? Das hat ihn als yes, schliach mit dvar a-weile, das ist
nicht ka,
also wat öwe gewein nach.
Ja, das ist doch sam Seife.
Ja, aber...
Das ist doch sam Seife.
Warum soll es, warum soll... Yes, schliach mit dvar a-weile, macht ihm... Also,
ob er ist so, aber
es macht sich nicht, er macht
ihn
nicht
ganz. Da sagt der Mama, die Werte, was sie sagt, schreit er Sam Seifer. Aber Sam Seifer sagt, ob der Isse von Shabbos ist noch, es wird nicht arbeiten, es macht nicht einem alles noch. Also, Mama, die Werte. Die Schale ist, dass die Achreinen nehmen nicht nur nach Shabbos als noch, sondern sie nehmen nur nach Shabbos an Isse Melucha, nicht wie der Sam Seifer. Und wenn meine Fragen sei, wird gedacht zu sein an Isse von Schliches. So, die Nesivus. The Nesivus Dalton as Masber that where you have, he says, where you have that the Shliach is an Eine Bachiyuva. Let's go to he's an Eine Bachiyuva. So he's a Shliach Ledvar Aveira. So he says, but the Shliach has affected something. He's done something. What has he done? He's Mekadosh and Isha. So the Kayan now has an Isha Gerusha, which the Torah says he shouldn't be having. Or Hekif Kutin. The Torah said, I don't want a person's payas to be taken off. An Isha is not Muslim on that. But the Metzias says if she's doing it for an Ish, so she has this Ish with his Shliach has made a Pa'ula. So he says, there you say, that there is shlichus ledvar aveira. So he says, but by chil Shabbos, he says, the Torah, I mean, this is as I dachsim the pshat in the Sivus and in Klebitz Uris learns like that, but not in the Sivus. But he does say this. You saw it by Shabbos. The Torah at geaset a ma'isa melucha. The Torah said, I don't want you to cook on Shabbos. I forget the noch. But the Torah geaset a ma'isa melucha. Nish the pshat. The Torah says, I don't want things to be cooked on Shabbos. No, nish the pshat. The Torah says, I don't want tevia to be cut on Shabbos. The Torah says, I don't want you to do it. So Mamela Zukta Dalton wird nicht passen kashlichus. This is the Nesivus' word. So Mamela Lachaira Leut wie the Nesivus learned, even though he learns that there is Shlichus and Shabbos nicht wieder some cipher, we still have a heter because he's saying that by Shabbos passt nicht the ganze Indian von Shlichus war a Weile. Aber bei sei, ich will be katze sein because we're almost at the end, but so nicht dass er push it. There's a very interesting machlokes between the Noida Behuda on one side and some Sofer on the other hand. What happens if a Yisrael tells a Kohen, I'm making you a shliach to eat truma? Is the Noida Behuda says, the Kohen is allowed bachiyuv, he's got a mitzvah to eat truma. So he's a shliach of the Yisrael. So it comes out that the Yisroel had gegessen truma. And it says, Usa. Noch mehr, a primigudim, that the primigudim in Reish Samach Gimel says that if a Kohen will tell a Yisroel to go into Beis HaKvulus, v'shlechisoi, so the Kohen was over. And that's a bigger chiddush because there, you need the Kohen to become tomei. This is the timmer. I said, no, Yisroel did it v'shlechisi. He's mesupik. The prima gudim is mesupik. Doesn't Noida Behuda says a clue. And the Bochtam on this Noida Behuda writes, I don't have to be a bench kashim raish. End vulah. It's wrong. Kenishan azazach. A kain had gegessen truma. He wasn't over any avera. There's no shlichus ledvar avera. Nothing wrong has happened here. It wasn't a machloikus. The machloikus is that when you say yes, if you say shlichus by mitzvah, where we say shlichus ledvar avera. So you have to say that the meister that the shliach does is nesiachus to the mishaleach. So it looks like that these gedolei achronim had a machloikus. What do we say? What happens here? Do we say, since you're my shliach, it's as if I did the meister. The meister that you did is if I did it. So memeila zok denoy debida. If a Yisrael tells a kohen to eat truma, it's as if he would have eaten truma. Or do we say no? The meister of the kohen is nesiachus to the Yisrael. The Kohen does the masa, but this masa is nesiachus. The keili the Yisrael has the. But nishta pshat that the Yisrael is doing the masa. The Kohen is doing the masa. Memeila is do kemen abesakleirim in the whole shaila we're talking about by shlichus where he tells somebody else to be mechal Shabbos. Even if we learn that's a past of them. Pas beetzem shlichus, but the Yid is doing a heter. That the Yid who wasn't. Mekabel Shabbos, who is not Taisa Shabbos, he's doing a Maisa Hamuta. So the Chayra, it will be Tuli in this Machloikus between the Noida Behuda and the Chsam Sofer, that if you learn the Yisrael does a Masa, the second Yid, the Shimon, who was a Mekabel Shabbos, did a Maisa Shalheta, this Maisa Shalheta is the Siachas to the Mishaleach, so nothing wrong happened. But if I learn that as if the Noida Behuda, that it says if I would have done the Maisa, so when my shliach is being a mechal Shabbos behetagomer because it's not Shabbos for him, but since for me it's Shabbos, it's as if I would have done the Maisa.
Right.
What's that?
Right. Some
I'm so sorry, Bekhane.
Some commands come back to you, and some commands don't come back to you. Sometimes you say the shliach, sometimes it comes back to you, and sometimes it doesn't.
So when does it come and when?
Eating truma can't come back to you because Israel can't eat truma.
But he's not allowed to, but he can. He's not allowed. Mitzias, he can do it. As if he's looking in the free in Kabunas.
He's not allowed to. He can't come back to him.
No. If you hold yes, you're absolutely right. If ain't shlich ledvar avera. But if you hold yes shlich ledvar avera because he's not a bachayuva, so then it does come back. That's what the Nedev Yehuda says. So the Master, as I was saying, on Shabbat, I'm ending. The Master says that the Moshe is tshuva asas, asset, and the Dover Meshurim, his shayla was somebody who had a factory, someone in Chutzlot had a factory in Eretz Yisrael, and the shayla was whether he's allowed to keep it open on the second day Yom Tov. If he is that, there it could be worse, because the people who are doing it are poyel, and by poyel you say yad poyel ki yad balabais. It's a bigger dagger of shlichus. It would be a mukim to say that way. The master, the Chibin Ruf, at the end of the tshuva, where he talks about shlichus, and obviously the lambda that we discussed here, the Chibin Ruf aset eichet in Shmir Shabbos Kelchusa, he brings down that a Pshayim Zalman. I'm only saying what's mashma from his lushan. The Pshayim Zalman eichet gehalten that it's usa, but he said that since it's a minig in Eretz Yisrael, the oilam on mekel and bnei chutz laaretz is. So he says, and he has a tziruf that Chacham Tzvi holds that wherever you are, that's how you should keep. So the Chacham Tzvi holds a ben chutzah that's in Eretz Yisrael only should keep one day Yom Tov. So Memela, he says that well, mitzad of that tziruf to the heter, but it doesn't seem as a zemnicha. Agav, the tziruf will not work in the Chibin Ruf's case, because there the owner of the factory was Yom Tov in America. I get Yom Tov.